Just before tax season this year, I came across a Craigslist posting from a housewife offering to swap help doing taxes online for groceries. Part of me was saddened by how bad times have gotten for many. You know it's bad when white-collar folks begin putting out "We'll work for food" signs. But another part of me was glad to see that more people are reverting back to barter trade. Bartering creates a personalized system of trust and relies primarily on relationship building. Money and credit cards, on the other hand, are highly impersonal and don't require you to care as much about the person on the receiving end. In fact, bartering is something my family now does regularly. When my wife stopped working a few years ago to spend more time with our small children, she began thinking about how to leverage her skills for part-time opportunities. She was able to trade her extensive marketing experience with a local chiropractor in need of a website and an integrated marketing strategy. She got her back fixed, and he has been able to reach many more clients as a result. Not only have each of them saved thousands of dollars in the process, but they have formed a lasting friendship. No one is keeping score of who owes what to whom, and the mundane details of invoicing and accounts receivable are not an issue. She's in the process of setting up a similar arrangement with our dentist, so I'm holding off on getting my teeth fixed for a bit. I also learned that a neighbor traded some interior design work for a treatment with a local dermatologist. According to Craigslist, bartering has increased 100% over the last year, and apparently there are flea market-style barter fairs held regularly around the country. The more I think about bartering, the more it makes sense to me. Not just in tough times, but in all times. Our individual skills and social capital are the stuff we will always own and can share no matter what the economy is doing. We are more than our bank accounts and credit cards would have us believe. And I would much rather give some groceries to that housewife than a fistful of dollars to H&R Block any day. With a perspective, I'm Paul Lamb.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.